accustomed from their cradle to contend with danger. "Ah, is it you, Dantes?" cried the man in the skiff. "What's the matter? And why have you such an air of sadness aboard?" "A great misfortune, M. Morrel," replied the young man. "A great misfortune, for me especially. Off Civitavecchia we lost our brave Captain Leclerc."
"And the cargo?" inquired the owner, eagerly.
"Is all safe, M. Morrel, and I think you will be satisfied on that head. But poor Captain Leclerc, what happened to him?" asked the owner, with an air of considerable resignation.
"What happened to the worthy captain?"
"He died."
"Fell into the sea?"
"No, sir.